Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Many are convinced that the U.S. is a Christian nation, founded on Christian principles by Christian men. The truth is that while some of the nation's founders were indeed true believers, many of them, if not most of them, were not. Humanists comprised the majority, with the leading man among them, Thomas Jefferson, being a deist. Some of the great TV and radio preachers of today try to stir men up over issues like getting prayer back in the schools or keeping under God in our Pledge of Allegiance. Taking in God we trust off of our money is considered by them as some great crime. It seems to me the height of hypocrisy that a nation that leads the world in abortions, unwed mothers, and divorce should worry about a meaningless slogan on their money. I'm confident that God is not impressed with it any more than he is with same-sex marriage or our winking at adultery and fornication. We are exporting democracy while we are importing drugs. The United States has been the recipient of multitudes of mercy and blessing, but like every nation on earth which has forgotten God, we are now reaping what we have sowed as the impending hammer of judgment begins to fall. The rampant wickedness of our land is not going to be the cause of judgment. It is the evidence of it already begun. It is only in the folly of man's imagination that any earthly nation could be termed a Christian nation anyway. There is no such thing spoken of in the Scriptures. The citizenship of an earthly nation can perhaps be comprised mostly of Christian men and women, but earthly nations will not and cannot be followers of Christ. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world." All nations rise and fall at the behest of him who removeth kings and setteth up kings. All earthly nations have already been or ultimately will be destroyed according to the Lord's purpose, and others shall arise at his bidding to take their place until the day of judgment, when all shall flee from his presence. This is why the children of God confess that we have here no continuing city. We are strangers and sojourners in this world, and we look for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Peter describes the nation of his people. They are a chosen generation. The unconditional election of a people in Jesus Christ assures that this nation will be populated. Those who hate this truth assume that they would be glad to enter its gates, and that they have the ability to persuade others to come along with them, when the Scripture plainly indicates that if the Lord did not compel men to come in, no one would dwell in this nation. The natural man hates this city and often tries to tear it down, so how could he ever be pleased to dwell there? The inhabitants of this nation are a royal priesthood. They are descended not only from a king, but from that great high priest who has neither beginning of days nor end of life. He has made them kings and priests. They are the Lord's free men, and are not subject to any law except the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. They are sons and not hirelings and servants. The way into the Holy of Holies is made open to them, and they can offer the sacrifices of praise night and day, without the need of teachers, because the Spirit of God is their guide into all truth. They are a holy nation. That which is holy is that which is set apart for a specific purpose. God has established this nation to be a manifestation of his glory in the ages to come, that they should show forth the praises of him who hath called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. They are gathered together as brethren in the Lord, with one king and one law, a nation set apart for his glory and their benefit. This is a kingdom where love reigns, and the highest calling is to be the servant of all. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. And finally, that nation which is the Lord's people are a peculiar people. That which is peculiar does not conform to acceptable standards set by the world. God's people have different desires and a different way of thinking than the world does. They have been made new creatures, and old things have passed away. They are peculiar because they are his. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself, above all the nations that are upon the earth. Are you a citizen of this holy nation which Peter describes, or is your citizenship only in a nation which shall be destroyed?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to ForThePoor@Windstream.net.